Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the show on the road. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour getting back after it. Little respite next week, but I got a special thing going on. I'm not even going to tell Don about it, but it's June 17th, which is the day after June 16th, which is the day that maybe we're getting the World Cup here in Baltimore. Our Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I'll have some Betty Boop scratch-offs on the 17th as well as during the week of the 20th. We're getting down to the Next Phase Cafe and trying that downtown crab cake. Also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. I'm wearing my Goodwill shirt here. Had a great conversation about jobs and jobs programs and our friends at Junior Achievement with Goodwill this week, as well as our friends at Window Nation, where you buy two and you get two free. Don, we're really up on this, right? Like, I'm doing a little traveling, you're doing a little traveling, and July 19th is here. And, you know, like, it's here. We need people to have a plan to vote. I've been talking about that. And in that, we've been inviting all sorts of politicians. You can go hear Ivan Bates with us down at Luna Del Sea the other day. Luke Clippinger, after walking the length of the city, 19 miles in the 46 stop by. We're now going to welcome some more aspiring politicians and folks running for office. Don, I'm going to throw it to you because you're all things political here.
Well, we have a rarity in Baltimore County in that we have an open seat in the 6th District of Baltimore County for the county council race. We're going to have our guest, Shafiq Hinton, talk about that seat and why he wants to do it. He's a healthcare professional. He's got a little real estate gig on the side. He likes to help people with home ownership. And we're going to see why somebody who's so successful at all that would want to take on all
the
headaches.
I'm going to play the role of my wife and Moeller. Do you know what you're doing, Shafiq, running for office?
Exactly.
That'd be the first thing.
I was going to say, you got this great life going. But Shafiq, before we get into all the serious stuff and have you introduce yourself to our listeners and the voters, I always have to ask, Nestor's full-blown into the crab cake tour now. Are you a crab cake guy?
Oh, man, come on. You can't be from Baltimore and not have a crab cake.
All right. You know, we always ask, if you got folks coming in from out of town and you're taking them one place to get a crab cake, where are you taking them?
I'm taking notes. Let me get my pen.
Listen, by the docks.
Oh!
By the docks. I'm trying to tell you, the crab cakes are huge.
I haven't been there yet. I drove by there on Sunday. I drove by there because I have Pizza John's and I have sponsors in the Essex and Middle River area. And we drove by there and I literally, you must have been reading my mind because I'm knocking on the door there. It's on my list.
Well,
I haven't been there yet.
Shafiq is not, he is not lying. The crab cake, remember the crab bomb?
Yeah, Jerry's, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one at by the docks is crab bomb worthy. It's a softball, is it not, Shafiq?
It is huge. You will be full. You might not even eat the whole thing. I mean, they don't skimp on the food there. So
nice.
I appreciate
it. All right.
Guys.
Well, hey, man, that's good. That's a little outside of the box. Place I haven't been yet. Place I need to go. We're focused. We're in alignment here. Tell me about the 6th district and running.
No, awesome. Well, first of all, I appreciate you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate the work that you guys are doing in the community. And it's funny when you say that, everybody says the same thing to me. Shafiq, are you crazy? Why are you doing this? You have a good life. You have everything going for you. But at the same time, we need leaders, new leaders that's going to inspire the next generation of voters, as well as, you know, uplift our community and really give people what they need to improve their quality of life. So a little bit about me. I'm a lifelong resident of Baltimore County. Grew up actually in the 6th District. Played
high school. Let's go.
High school, Eastern Tech. Tech.
So one of those Essex guys.
One of Bob Kemmery's guys. That's right.
Yeah. So I played football there all 4 years. We had a nice little dynasty going. But I grew up on the Parkville side of the district, actually. So I went to Fullerton Elementary, played Overly Rec football, Parkville Middle, things of that nature. So it's really a unique opportunity to serve the district that I, you know, in the community that I know. But, you know, I'm also a husband, right? I'm a father. We have a 10-week-old daughter. So it's been a crash course. You're learning how to run a campaign. You're learning how to be a father at the same time. So you really
Wait a minute. You've got a 10-week-old. I'm going back to Nestor's. You're out knocking on doors with a 10-week-old.
10-week-old. Yeah, I gotta give it up to my wife. She's the champ. I call her the engine to our campaign, engine to our family. I mean, I'm super lucky and blessed to have someone like her to support this goal and this dream of ours. And we're going to make it happen. So we have the support system in place, and it's just a beautiful thing, right? It's so many things happening, but it's all positive. But yeah, you know, father, husband, small business owner. So that's where the real estate piece comes in. So we work on the residential side, helping, you know, first time buyers and, you know, second, third time buyers sell their home. So it gives you a good understanding of what's going on in the community, what's important to people and quality of life. But I also am a healthcare professional. So in healthcare, I work with stage 3 and 4 cancer patients. We do full molecular profiles to make sure that each patient is getting the right therapy to fight cancer and ultimately, you know, extend their lives. But for me, I'm running simply. Change starts on the local level, and service is important to me. So whether I'm doing back to school events and backpack drives for kids, or somehow the people have gotten me to move furniture for them while we're doing cleanups in the community. So I might be a furniture mover coming up here soon, or even, you know, working with Churches of Streets of Hope. So we do a lot there with their men's shelter, their homeless shelter for men. So for me, it's nothing more important than lending your time to your community and putting a smile on someone's face. So running for the county council seat is really just an extension of our service to the community. And with Councilwoman Bevin stepping down, it really created a natural opening. And then also, you know, when it comes to the future of Baltimore County, I believe we need a candidate that, for one, can reach the entire district. The 6th district is incredibly diverse. It starts in Towson and it ends in Middle River. So you have to have a candidate that can reach the entire district. Middle River, Overly, Rosedale, Lock Raven, Parkville, Hillendale, Towson, you have to be able to reach all those people to ensure that their voices are heard, and not only just heard, but their voices are respected. And then the other piece is having a candidate that understands, I call it a simple principle, but I call it investing in our local infrastructure. And what that means is just invest in our people, invest in our communities, invest in our schools, and invest in our small and local businesses, because it's an ecosystem. And if we have all that, we can really do some special things for Baltimore County. But we have to remember that it starts with our schools, because schools are a reflection of your community. And a strong school is a reflection of a strong community. And a strong community is a safe community. So those are the things that kind of the pillars that people want, right? That's our foundation. And as we spoke about earlier, being a husband and a new father, you know, public safety is mission critical here. We have to ensure that our police, firefighters, first responders, that they have the resources and also the manpower, right, to do their job and go out there and do it with, you know, ethically and with confidence. So we want to make sure that that's going to happen. And, you know, at the end of the day, just be available, right? I think a lot of times, all of us politicians, we have fancy ideas. We have good ideas. That's great. But you have to be available to your constituents. Answer the phone when they want a speed bump or speed hump put in their community or a pothole filled. And that's why we're running. I mean, we have the energy. We have the motivation. We have the right heart. And we're looking to make some quite the impact in our community.
Now, Speak Hinton is our guest right now. He's running for county council in the 6th. For you with Baltimore County and your citizenship here, right? Like, I was going to give you a hard time and kid you about the Fullerton fireworks being the place I went, because Fullerton always had the best fireworks. Like, you get elected, you can make those better, right? But it's things like, and listen, when you start talking about education, old superintendent, you know, Don was my high school guidance counselor at Dundalk High School in 1982, which is why I turned out as well as I did. But you talk about school and you have children now. What do you see as problems in Baltimore? I mean, complain a little bit, gripe a little bit. Tell me what you're going to change. And because I think a lot of this, look, I thought about running for public office too, is as an agent of change and saying, this is unacceptable to me. So part of that is you must have some things that you want to change or things you think aren't right or could be better.
Sure. I mean, you know, I'll first say, you know, the county executive and the council, they're off to a great start, right? The My iPass program and the record funding that they're putting forth for our schools, that's a great start, but we have to continue to push the ball forward. We have to ensure that the infrastructure for our schools are good. There are still schools in our district that don't have air conditioning. There are still kids in trailers. So and they're doing a good job of trying to figure out how we can create, you know, plans and designs to address.
We waited in line in Colgate. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don, tell them how long I waited. My school was built like 1910 or something like that, but it's new.
But you were there the day they cut the ribbon.
Dundalk High, listen, Dundalk High waited until they redid the school to put me in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? So I couldn't even go to the old school. So it does but it does happen. Hey, I grew up in 1979. Stricker had air conditioning and we didn't in Hollabird, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're going back 45 years, but trying to get all that done, and we talk about that as to where – what that does to children, right? You know, we want kids. I went over to Colgate and everybody looked happy. Well, it's a brand new school. It looks like a great place to go every day. Looks like a better place than I went.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's a beautiful school. We actually did a backpack drive over there last year as well.
At Colgate?
At Dundalk.
Dundalk High. Okay, good.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, you're right. So it's things like that. It's also, and then, you know, when you think about the inside, we have to make sure that we have the resources in place for our teachers to be successful so that we can recruit and retain, you know, the best teachers. I think, then when we talk about our children, we have to make sure that they have resources as well too, right? So mental health is a big thing in the last few years, and more than ever, kids need personal education. They need, support staff, guidance counselors, psychologists, things like that to address certain issues in the schools because we're going through some trying times, right? With COVID, families losing their jobs, all those things are projected on our kids. And sometimes they have to have the proper outlet at school. So we want to make sure that we just have resources for them and really providing that 21st century education and addressing the issues that we face today.
So. Shafiq, you talked about growing up in the Parkville area, going to Eastern Tech. You may have been there. What was one of the breakout stars, right, of Saturday Night Live? Is Ego Nwodum? Was she a classmate of yours, or was she?
I don't know if she was. So I was at Eastern. I graduated in 2009, so I'll tell my age on the. but no, I mean, I tell you what, going from Parkville to Eastern, that was a long bus ride. It was about an hour bus ride every day. But I mean, it was worth it. I mean, we went 43-3. We lost three games, and two of them were state championships to Mike Campanaro. And I couldn't believe the Ravens drafted him. So
I was at that game. Actually, I was at a little side. It's funny you mentioned Campanaro.
Yeah.
Jim Smith was county executive. The game was at M&T.
Yes, sir.
Correct. I can tell you exactly where Jim Smith and I sat. Because he was going to go down there and root for the Mavericks, right? Eastern Tech Mavericks. So you've been a Bobcat at Frostburg and a Maverick at Eastern Tech.
Yeah.
So Jim Smith and I were there. Campanaro goes insane. And Jim Smith turns to me and he goes, you know, that Campanaro kid, he might be something.
I mean, I would top that one, by the way, because I'm Dundalk, right? So not only do I owe the mayor when we get together because Mervo beat Dundalk, but Dundalk lost to Damascus. Jake Funk ran for like 400 yards, and he just got a ring. I just watched him get a Super Bowl out in L.A. So I watched him beat Dundalk and get a Super Bowl ring. And I haven't met the kid.
Amazing.
I didn't get him on the show, you know?
So that's why I had to learn how to read and write. I quite wasn't that good, I guess. So.
What position did you play? What did you
You went to a world-class element. I mean, high school. I mean, again, what Bob Kemery created over there was truly remarkable.
What position did you play? Can I ask you that, or did I miss
that? Yeah, so I played an outside linebacker at Eastern.
Okay.
And then I played a year at Frostburg, but I was a – little too short and to fracture my shoulder. So the joke is go learn how to read and write. But we turned out okay.
I fractured my feet walking up the hill at Frostburg when they let me off on the train. And that hill straight up, I had never been to Frostburg. That's a place out there.
It's a different world.
Cold. It's cold out there. So you grew up in a home. Your mom was a chemist. I think your dad was a firefighter. We always like to ask candidates, talk about growing up in that home. And what part of that is still with you today that you think is going to serve you well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely blessed and lucky to have both of my parents in my life. And, you know, having my mom, a woman, you know, working in science and technology and really moving our society forward. She's worked in R&D for pharmaceuticals her entire life. And then watching my father go out there, put his boots on and risk his life every other day. Or, you know, they get that good schedule at the fire department. It's important, right? It really gave me the best of both worlds. So you have that heart for service, And then you also have the respect for science and technology. So it just gave me that well-roundedness, and it kind of shows in my career today. So I'm a healthcare professional, right, helping in science and technology, but I also work in real estate on the ground level with residents, helping them achieve, you know, their piece of the American dream as well. But, you know, it was hard lessons. They were on me. They made sure I stayed out of trouble. And my father always said this: if you do what you have to do, I'll do what I have to do. And that's the way we rolled. And to this day, he's still with me. You know, he comes to our events and he puts the T-shirt on, and
knocking on doors?
He actually did knock some doors. He actually did knock some doors. I said, okay.
Speaking of knocking doors, did I see a photo of the man out there? Did I see County Executive Olszewski out there knocking on doors with you?
He did. It was a shocker to me. I was out there knocking doors. I said, "Who's this driving up with this big old Suburban?" And and out he comes, and he said, "Let's make it happen." So it doesn't
hurt when you have the county executive in your corner knocking on doors, saying you're the guy, right?
Nah, it's absolutely it's a blessing, and it's just a reflection of the hard work that we've been doing for this entire campaign, because no one, especially the county executive, they're not going to take that type of risk if they don't believe you're going to get the job done.
Shafiq Hinton is our guest. He's running for office, and we talk all these East Baltimore things, right? Like all this Eastern Tech and his football and stuff. Let's talk crime. Let's talk police. Don talks about the Perry Hall incident from his time and guns and schools and just guns in general. And by the way, I like all of my my candidates to be vaccinated. So when I heard you talk about science and technology, we went through that. I vote for vaccinated candidates. But for you, let's talk about crime and let's talk about the county. And you did mention it with schooling. But, we talk about it every day. I was in the city yesterday all day long. If you're running for office, we're all looking for some sort of miracle cure to this. Part of this is we have 400 million guns in this country.
Yeah. It's a lot. When it comes to crime, it's interesting in Baltimore County, right? I think it's a couple parts. So statistically, they say violent crime is down in Baltimore County. But I think from a feeling, a perception wise, we feel that crime is up. Right. And then especially the other part is, you know, being on the eastern part of the county, we're so close to the city line. So on the map, sure, we have a nice, pretty line. But in reality, there is no line that says, hey, I'm going to do a crime in the city versus I'm going to do a crime in the county. So it starts with making sure that our police and first responders have the resources, the equipment, the training to do their job, both ethically and with confidence. And then I think the other part, it starts with our infrastructure, right? I don't believe that much changes if you don't stabilize, revitalize, improve the current infrastructure that we have. So that's meaning, you know, obviously having good schools, but making sure that we have jobs and people feel good about the quality of life that they have. People are buying homes, home ownership, you know, pride of home ownership is a real thing. So we start bringing all these things together and improving our communities. And typically, you know, stronger communities tend to have less incidents of crime. So it's like three different layers there, but, you know, you attack them one piece at a time. And how do you eat an elephant? One piece at a time.
One piece at a time. Well, you know, I know I'm about to jinx the good numbers. You know, one of the things that when you're a former county executive, for better or worse, you can't get away from following all of the numbers, particularly related to public safety. So I know that in the first half of this year, and a shout out to Police Chief Melissa Hyatt, who, just as someone who looks on an observer, is doing a truly magnificent job as the police chief. But I know that homicides are down significantly in Baltimore County. So I give a shout out to County Executive Olszewski and the police chief Hyatt.
I want to give a shout out to everybody, because that probably means we're educating our people better. We're giving them jobs. We're giving them hope, mental health, like all of that plays into that, right? Like
it all comes. There's no doubt, Nestor. Homicides are the most difficult thing to get a handle on and predict from year to year. You hope the next 6 months continue these trends. You know, if we have a little blip, I'll get a call from County Executive Olszewski, and he'll say to me, "You broke the cardinal rule. You know, you're not allowed to say they're going down, because inevitably something bad will happen. But it does feel right, Nestor, and I do think you get the sense that something good is happening. Shafiq, how do you – we'll wrap up here and let you get back out and knock on doors and do what you're doing. The Sixers are you mentioned diverse. That's a good word. I describe it as a fairly conservative district. When you knock on doors, and Nestor knows that Sixth District really well, when you knock on doors, what are people telling you they give a darn about?
It's very consistent with, you know, schools and crime, schools and public safety. Those are the two consistent things that we hear. And then the other thing is speeding. I mean, I think since the pandemic, people have gotten a horsepower tune-up on their cars or something. But every once in a while you do hear that. But it's pretty consistent across the board, schools and public safety.
But isn't that – hey, Nestor, what a great place to wrap up, because I think Shafiq just captured the role of a county councilman, right? We're worried about public schools. We're worried about public safety. Oh, and while you're at it, can you get people to slow down in my neighborhood? I mean, if that localization doesn't capture the kinds of calls that come into a county council office, that's a terrific summary. Well, listen, folks have listened. They're excited. They think, hey, that guy sounds pretty good. Where do they go find out more about you?
So you guys can check out my website. It's my name, ShafiqHinton.com. And you can see, you can learn more about my background, our platforms, the things that we want to do in the community. But you also can check us out on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's Shafiq Hinton. So we try to keep it pretty simple.
Spell Shafiq for folks now.
Sure. So it's going to be S-H-A, F as in Frank, I, Y, Q as in Queen, and then Hinton,
H-I-N. See, the Y-Q would throw me off in Wordle. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? There aren't a whole lot of Y-Qs, right? I mean, so that's why we got to get that out.
Yeah, it's the one and only. The one and only. But yeah, definitely check out the social, because you can see what we're doing in the community. You can see the momentum that our campaign picks up every day. You can see the lawn signs that we have. We got a ton of lawn signs out there. And, you know, we're just doing the work and having a great time while we're doing it.
All right, man. Well, you forced me to Google the six to figure out exactly where it ends northbound and sort of the Lock Raven area, and where it ends sort of east and northbound above like Middle River in that area over there. So learn your districts, folks, so you can find it. You can Google it. I just did it. Put your address in. Find out who you're voting for. We want to make sure everybody has a plan to vote in July. Shafiq, really nice to meet you, man. Really nice. Hey, despite the fact that you went to Eastern, not Dundalk. But at least you didn't go to Patapsco. You know what I mean? So at least we have that going on, right? You guys have a Kenwood Chesapeake thing or no? You above that?
You know, Kenwood's on the other side of me. So that's what I say.
So you consider that a rival more than – I don't know. I mean, Dennis Colossus went to Eastern, and I don't know who – like in Dundalk, we talk about Patapsco. I don't know who Sparrows Point doesn't like. Probably don't like Patapsco either.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kenwood when we were playing, Kenwood wasn't very good. So we kind of dominated the county those 4 years.
I'll let
Mike
Preston know that. Yeah. I always like to let him know that.
So yeah, we'll see.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on. All right.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Have a
blessed
day. All
right, man. Google your district. So Shafiq's over in the 6th. That's East Side. I know that involves many of you, some of you, lots of you. And I will, as a shout-out, get down to By the Docks, and I appreciate that shout-out. And awesome. And shaming me for not having been there yet, but I will get there. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour continues on beginning week after next. We're going to hopefully celebrate some soccer and some World Cup stuff here. Don Moeller and I will be getting together in a short week next week for the recon as well. We did a recon this week on Uvalde. Day and on guns, as well as Adley Rushman and Lamar Jackson. Not a lot of people do that, but that's what we do around here. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.